Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
And some of our biggest media conglomerates who claim to be avatars of the First Amendment and free exchange of ideas, they've really become cheerleaders for censorship.
This woke corporate America is based on lies.
And it's also time that we sent the signal that no corporation is above the law.
How many times have I told you to bow down to our corporate overlords?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, language does matter. We learned that in the last 4 years, how you use it and what you say.
We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities.
All right, guys, ideas.
You know, an example is Dr. Collins participated in the 700 Club. We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on the deadliest catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and Country Music TV.
I know you think you know everything about me, but you don't.
This is the care economy? It's baloney.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, and we will be taking a lot more calls in this hour. So hang on, everybody, and we'll get right to it. I also want to talk about the expired auto inspection stickers, both in Massachusetts and in Minnesota. And what a screw up this is. And you know, somebody says even if you got conservative Republicans into these social media, they would all be going libertarian on you and saying, well, the problem here is that they shouldn't have required the inspection stickers, and this is just big government overreach, and that's why he's dead. It's not because he blew off the probation hearing, which, by the way, was a Zoom hearing. You know, I mean, he didn't even have to go into some dingy courthouse. He just had to, you know, set up a Zoom screen and do it that way. He couldn't be bothered with it. And now he's dead, and it's unfortunate that he shouldn't be dead. But, you know, these things happen, and you shouldn't be running away from the cops either. I mean, doesn't everybody teach their kids that, you know, if you have beef with a cop, you can take it up later. But when you're pulled off to the side of the road and the cop has a gun or multiple guns, you don't try to give him a lot of lip, whether you're in the right or you're in the wrong. It's just bad policy. I'm sorry. That's the way I was raised. I think that's the way most of us were raised, of whatever ethnic or racial group. Time now for the chump line.
Lovey, I can't believe that deplorable Genghis car is calling for a forensic audit of my carbon footprint. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Carries don't have carbon footprints, so let's not get silly here.
Only the families of Carries have carbon footprints. Do you think that Queen Elizabeth would like to have a date as she now tries to get over the love of her life, Prince Philip? I think Prince Philip was a lot better guy than John Kerry ever was. Remember, Prince Philip went to Peking, Beijing, back in the 1980s, and when he got back, some reporter said, "How was it over there?" "Ghastly." That's what he said. "Ghastly." Then he went to some emerging republic, and he said, "How many people in your parliament?" And he said, and the guy told him, 200. And he said, "That sounds about right. We have 650, and the vast majority are totally worthless."
It's interesting how we actually found out in the last couple of days what BLM actually stands for. Buy large mansion.
Exactly. But you have to look hard to find that story. You can't find it on Twitter, can you? The Chump Line is the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show, and it's brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And if you want to take a buddy fishing with Captain Dave Marciano, send in your inspirational videos. Yes, you can help your fellow man and increase your chances at the same time. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click on our contact page for more details.
Dear Patrice, may we ask you a question? It's amazing, is it not, that as a BLM official with a salary not great, you have purchased your fourth estate?
Yes. She grew up in Van Nuys, not a wealthy district in L.A., and now she's shopping around for a mansion overlooking the bay in the Bahamas. Her neighbors will include Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods. It's a great country. Like the Jefferson, she's moving on up.
He's like a bridge over troubled water. He's Dementia Joe.
Yeah, he is. He says he's a bridge. Yeah, Taylor's got a good new piece of audio comparing him to George Jetson. I wrote my column for the Herald tomorrow about George Jetson, and that's the headline in the Herald on the Herald website about comparing Joe Biden to George Jetson. Maybe we'll listen to that cut after the break.
Meet Joe Biden.
Yeah, his boy Hunter, not like Elroy, who was a very good boy. He has a dog that bites, not like Astro, a very nice dog, etc.
CNN says that the Biden administration is the most transparent administration in decades. I agree that you can see right through those guys.
Yes, that's a very good way to put it. And does anyone other than these horrible MAGA deplorables really, really begrudge Vice President Kamala Harris a piece of German chocolate cake when she's visiting the Loop, Chicago?
So they said that some imposter infiltrated the White House briefings? I knew it. No press secretary could be that dumb.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't think she asked a lot of questions. She kept passing questions up for the designated courtiers of the press corps to ask. But of course, they never deigned to ask such blasphemous questions of Dementia Joe or Jen Psaki with the gasoline-colored hair.
If Governor Cuomo ever has a few too many at a Jets game, you can bet that he's going to be mingling.
Yeah, he's single and he wants to mingle. That's what more warning do you need, gals of the Empire State? Struggling.
I'm waiting for Joe Biden to slip up again and start denouncing these Sheryl Crow laws.
The Sheryl Crow laws. What kind of laws was she into? It involved toilet paper, didn't it? She was into toilet paper conservation, I believe. 781, Jay from Chelsea says, the difference between Prince Philip and John Kerry, Prince Philip, no chins, John Kerry, three chins.
I wonder if it's too late to get Al Sharpton to throw out the ceremonial first brick for this summer's urban festivities.
That is such a terrible thing to say. It's the new shop. It's the new spring shopping season. You need new footwear for the upcoming soirees.
All riots are equal, but some riots are more equal than others.
Has Charlie Baker called it a peaceful protest yet? What's going on up in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Taylor?
Charlie Baker's been MIA.
Yeah, we got some cuts from yesterday, though, when he's talking about the situation with the expired inspection stickers. And now we know that this shooting in Brooklyn Center is another part of the breakdown of all the 26 or 27 states' expiration inspection stickers program. I love the cut. Why don't we play it right now, as a matter of fact? This is Charlie Parker on when it's going to be fixed. Cut three.
You know, the conversations between the dealers and the Commonwealth and the vendor, not just here in Massachusetts, but in the other states, and there are many, that rely on this vendor to do this work, have been daily. And it's our expectation that by the end of the week, this needs to be solved.
Hey, how about this? The expectation needs to be that it needs to be solved by the end of 2 weeks ago. This is we're now in our third week or going into our third week of this. No inspection stickers. 15,000-20,000 people a day get their cars inspected. When they all have to come back at once, do you think it's going to be a little tougher to make that appointment?
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. We need peace and calm after the death of Dante Wright. I mean, think about it, man. He and his brother Orville flew all the way from North Carolina to Minnesota, and they would have made it to the west coast of Louisiana Purchase had that racist cop not tased them for having expired plates on their flying machine. I mean it.
Mr. President, did the Wright brothers have a subsonic or a supersonic airliner?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The number to call is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more messages, the extra messages that were left over from the chump line you just heard go out as chopped chumps at around 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Chopped chumps. Get chopped chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And if you want to take a buddy fishing with Captain Dave Barciano, send in your inspirational videos. Yes, you can help your fellow man and increase your chances at the same time. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click on our contact page for more details.
CNN says that the Biden administration is the most transparent administration in decades. I agree that you can see right through those guys.
Yes, you can. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back, and we will take your phone calls on any issues. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen these days, now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. You may be a classical music fan or country or jazz even. I like listening to classic rock, and I just am refreshing my recollection of all the great albums of my youth when I'm out walking around and riding my bike every day on the bike path. Raycons are great because you can listen to them for 6 hours. 6 hours. And every day I listen to another greatest hits album, usually. And today I was listening to the Little Feat live album, Waiting for Columbus, a great underrated album. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while and listen to several live double albums.
You love going back to the Little Feet and the Rolling Stones. We got a text from somebody last night on the show saying that they finally caved in. They listened to us. They bought a pair of Raycons for themselves. They were very, very impressed with them. Better than, you know, some of the other brands out there. It's a very recognizable brands. And they said, best of all, I don't look like a dope with those stupid stems hanging out of my ears.
Right. I mean, for some people, that's better than the music or the true crime podcasts. You don't look like a goofball, like a geek, like a nerd. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. That's putting it discreetly, a more discreet look. The best part, though, Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. The Chump Line is brought to you. The poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Improve your digestion and get more energy with Balance 7. Save $10 off your first order today and receive a free bottle of their smooth skin spray with code word Howie Free at balance7.com. Howie Free at balance7.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you still take the J&J vaccine if you were offered?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, if I were to get vaccinated, yes, I would too. But 60% say no, they wouldn't.
You're not getting vaccinated?
I'm a young guy. I'm relatively healthy. Why should I get vaccinated?
What if Charlie Parker told you you couldn't get on a plane at Logan Airport?
Well, I'd tell him his son can't either.
That would be a fun but meaningless gesture, wouldn't it?
So would Charlie Baker telling me I couldn't get on an airplane? I've got rights.
I know. I understand. I'm just saying I only did it because I was down here and it was easy to get. And now I have it, and it's not Johnson & Johnson, but I don't know.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer by any stretch of the imagination, but something that, you know, we're rushing to get out to the public and we really haven't done any long-term tests on, you can't blame me for having my doubts about its efficacy and its long-term effects.
I agree.
If I've got time to spare as opposed to somebody who's 75, 80 years old, or even older, then that's my business.
So what are the results?
60% say no, they still wouldn't take the J&J vaccine.
Okay. Now, Charlie Parker yesterday, we didn't get to this yesterday, but he was asked by one of his flatterers in the press corps when the restrictions will loosen. And remember, think of all the times that he said the restrictions will loosen. We do need to get that that would be a good loop to put on at some point, Taylor, fairly soon.
Yeah, I've got to, that's a day to set aside for me.
I know, I understand. if we would only wear masks religiously for 30 days, if, you know, when the vaccine comes out, we can all go back. If people would just obey the guidance, the rules, the instructions. So now he's asked again. This is like chapter 3052 of an endless serial novel that wasn't very good to begin with. He's asked again, when will the restrictions loosen? Cut one.
I think a lot of this is going to depend on both guidance we get from the feds, how fast we are able to vaccinate people, and how big a deal these variants are in not just here in Massachusetts and in the Northeast, but around the country generally.
See, I've been saying all along, variants, it's like a baseball game. And again, we're in about the 29th inning. It's a baseball game, and what the COVID lockdown team has in warming up in the bullpen are the variants. That's their fallback position. Even after you get 100% vaccinations, even after deaths are reduced to practically nothing and they're making them up like they have been to a certain degree, they're always going to have the variants to fall back on. Eligibility for all, cut two.
I think part of that's going to depend a little on supply. I hate to keep coming back to that. I'm not worried about the website. That's not fair. I'm always worried about the website, but we have been assured that it won't be a problem, and they've run some pretty heavy stress tests on it.
He has a great IT department, doesn't he? The vaccination website, now this inspection stickers. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know, the one of the reasons he was stopped, this guy, Dante Wright, in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, is because he had an expired inspection sticker on his car. And one of the reasons he had an expired inspection sticker, I don't think he really was one of the guys who rushes out to get it on the last day of the month or the first day of the new month. But he could have had a new legitimate inspection sticker on the car. And if the system hadn't broken down in all 26 or 27 states where it's run, gee, just think of what would happen if somebody could get into the voting systems of the country and do the same thing to the voting systems that they've done to the inspection stickers programs in all these states. So Baker, at his press conference yesterday, he repeated this this line that they've been using now for about a week about how they've asked the police in all the various cities and towns of Massachusetts not to write tickets. Here, cut four.
And we have made clear to law enforcement across the Commonwealth that they shouldn't be writing tickets to people associated with this, and they have made clear to us they're not going to.
I like the way he says that they. There's, I think, 351 cities and towns in the Commonwealth, and the vast majority have their own police departments. So all 351 of the police departments have told you that they're not going to be writing any more tickets? Even though it's a quick and easy way to get a welfare infusion or a tax, a fee infusion that they split with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, by the way, with the local district courts. So, and then the insurance companies who are paying big money through their lobbyists to all the people in the general court, they really make out like gangbusters because they get to have the surcharge on the car for the moving violation for the next six, seven years. You don't get a surcharge for the first ticket, but if you happen to get one for running a red light or anything, you know, distracted driving, this will be another one on top. And when you reach that threshold, which is not many, two or three, you're going to be charged a threshold, a surcharge on your insurance. And it's just, it's the gift that keeps on giving. 844-500-4242. So this is the mayor of Brooklyn Center today about traffic stops. Cut 15.
I don't believe that officers need to necessarily have weapons, every time they're making a traffic stop or engaged in situations that don't necessarily call for weapons. We know that there are many other jurisdictions or even around the world where that is not, you know, necessarily the case. It's not needed.
How do you know when you put on the blue lights whether or not you're going to need a firearm? What is this guy? What a tool he is. So there are numerous jurisdictions. What do they do? They we have an expired inspection sticker here. We think we have an arrest warrant on this guy, but we're just going to call it a meter mate to write him a ticket. You know, like Joe Biden wants people to have social workers or psychologists going out with on 911 calls. And this guy wants, who does he want to write the ticket? What a dope. God, how did they get these really bad politicians in Minnesota? I mean, just dumb. This guy is as dumb as the mayor of Minneapolis. What the hell is his name? I can't even remember it. He's so pitiful. He doesn't, his political career is over. That's the one very small silver lining in a very dark cloud. Fry. Is that it, Fry? Jacob Fry, the ultimate beta male, the ultimate pajama boy. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie, in all that vein, the latest from AOC yesterday, I believe, was let's get rid of the cops. So I propose a referendum in her police district, police precinct area. throw it out to the voters who vote for that witch and say, hey, she's thinking about we don't need police. Let's not do that for about a year, half year. Let's see how that goes. But understand, if you call for an emergency, the officers who were protecting you have been diverted to more, apparently more needy areas. They will be late getting to you. How do you feel about this? What do you think, Howie? That would look good going into her next election.
You know, Nick, though, you know, I was thinking about her today. She's actually emerging as one of the more moderate voices in the squad. Because it's not AOC who said that about it's time to abolish the police. It's Rashida Tlaib, that fruitcake from suburban Detroit, who said she was going to get that bleep bleeper, meaning the president of the United States. She's the one who wants to not defund the police. She said we have to abolish all policing. She put that on a tweet yesterday, and another member of the tweet from Boston. Ayanna Pressley said that anyone who is opposed to eliminating student loan debt is a racist. A racist, Nick. Even though there have been all kinds of surveys that have been done, that the vast majority of student loan relief, if they you know, excuse the debt, would go to upper income people in the top quintile, the top 20%. But if you oppose that, you're a racist, according to Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib wants to abolish. She's using the word abolish. She's in Congress, and she wants to abolish the police. I mean, I'm not saying AOC is anything to write home about, but she's kind of a bit in her tongue a little bit here during this latest chaos and anarchy. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Howie. I live in Minnesota. I live about 3.5 hours north of Minneapolis. And, you know, Minnesota's a great place to live. Don't let the events in Minneapolis, you know, make you think the whole state is bad. I mean, if you look at the last election in November, you know, most of the state, the counties voted red except for around Minneapolis and Duluth.
Right.
You know, which they managed to, we have one of the biggest Somalian refugee camps in Minneapolis, you know, which keeps it Democrat, but you know, it's really a great place. It's not bad. You know, I live, you know, my son goes to school here, and there's a lot of Republican children in school, and, you know, it's not bad. It's just around in the, you know, Minneapolis area.
You know, the problem is, though, I mean, you could say that about a lot of states. I mean, a lot of Massachusetts, believe it or not, is pretty red country, you know? And look at Texas. I mean, Texas is in good shape overall, but you still have these blue enclaves like Travis County, Austin, Harris County, Houston. Now Dallas is starting to go blue. I mean, these enclaves are starting to screw up the entire states, aren't they?
Yeah, and I, you know, what's crazy about that is I really don't feel like the people in Minneapolis who they vote in office represent where I live, you know, and that's what screws the whole state up is, you know, it's just real awkward because you have these state, you know, school policies that, you know.
What about this guy? What about your governor, Daniel, though? Tim Walz was elected statewide. He's a complete boob.
Yeah, he's a beta. He's definitely a beta male. But I do have to say, you know, our COVID, unlike, you know, Massachusetts' COVID screw up, it went really, really smooth. I mean, you know, you could go to your doctor and, you know, you could get on a waiting list. I do have to say he did handle it pretty good, you know, compared to the problems you're having in New England.
I know. Yes, we are having a few problems. Well, keep the faith, Daniel, and try to get rid of Walz in 2022. Try to get rid of the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, a real one of nature's noblemen. Yikes. and he's handling the prosecution of the cops in Minneapolis. Thanks for the call, Daniel. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, good afternoon, Howie. How are you, sir?
Good.
I'm an insurance agent. I've been one for about 40 years now. I want to make a clarification on the way a moving violation ticket, such as an inspection ticket and or an expired registration, will affect you. The average consumer, if they, let's say a husband and wife have two cars and they both have perfect driving records, and let's say for sake of argument, this particular month they did get a ticket for, or one of them did, or both of them did, they would both lose their good driving credit, which would probably run about $200 per vehicle. That's just for get the first one. Each subsequent ticket or moving violation, like a speeding ticket or an expired registration or inspection sticker, would add probably another $200 on top of it. So it's a pretty good whack just for...
And how long does it take? Because I can never remember, Jim. How long does it take? If I got an inspection surcharge violation today, in what year would it disappear from my driving record?
It would really, in year five, you'd go, like, you'd be a step...
It's like a bank robbery, then.
You'd be a zero. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. You'd be a zero for, like, it'd be a zero for 4 years. In the fifth year, they cut you a little bit of slack. You're not kind of considered a perfect driver. You're a step 98, which is a regular perfect driver, not a perfect driver plus, which is 6 years incident-free driving. But, I mean, you're talking like, I'd say an average, you know, depending on what state, what town you live in. You're talking an expired registration or inspection sticker cost you, just one driver, one car, probably in the vicinity of like $500 or $600 after all is said and done. It's ridiculous.
And he's making it, and the governor is making it sound like it's not a big deal. We told him not to do that. I mean, you don't have any control over the local police departments, you know? And you don't have any control over what they're being told by their politicians who may want to get some more money into the local coffers, right?
Yeah, it's correct. It's ridiculous. I mean, I could see, yes, give somebody a ticket for forgetting to get a sticker or their registration, but don't let them live with it for 4 or 5 years. I mean, their car could be parked on a residential, on a street. It's on a public street. You could get a ticket, come out and say, well, why am I getting a ticket for, what do I do wrong? And then if they look at it, it'll say expired, you know, pay the $50 ticket, but don't let it keep on giving a kick in the rear end for 5 years. It's ridiculous.
I call it the gift that keeps on giving, that moving violation. It is ridiculous. Thanks for the call there, Jim. 844-500-4242. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow, and every other kind of burden will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or even decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for 4 consecutive years. It's because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission. But at an auction, the buyer pays. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs, suburbs, the Cape, etc. Others are losing ground, retail, commercial. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this section of the economy as well before you cash out. With there being more buyers than sellers right now, you really don't need a realtor like you used to or a broker. You need someone who can run an auction for you and get all those people with cash in their pocket out to your house. And you can get the money directly. You don't have to pay the broker. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on, please. For me, if you would... I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's gubernatorial campaign paid at least $62,500 in a settlement with a former male aide who alleges the Democrat lawmaker engaged in sexual misconduct towards him. I wonder if Andrew Cuomo has expressed his regrets to his fellow CEO of his state. In a written statement Monday, campaign spokesman Jared Leopold said the payments are part of a settlement resolving, quote, numerous dubious and disputed potential claims made by James Hallinan arising from his employment with the campaign organization in 2018. Hallinan, in late 2019, about a year after he left the campaign, accused the governor of pouring a bottle of water on his crotch and then grabbing his crotch through his clothes as she laughed, an incident he said took place in front of other campaign staffers. She said she just didn't, she just paid off the money to get the case settled so that she could get down to settling the Wuhan pandemic in New Jersey, New Mexico. Here's the thing, though. You know, you may remember this. I had to look it up because I'd forgotten the details. When this thing was just getting started back in May of 2020, she shut down all the businesses. Stop me if you've heard this one before. But she needed some jewelry herself. So she called up a high-end jewelry store in Albuquerque and ordered the jewelry put outside the store so that someone who was watching the store that worked for her could pick up the jewelry. That was her contribution to the "do as I say, not as I do" cohort of mainly Democrats, but also a few Republicans as well. She's a real mess, that woman. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Howie, just a quick story about the registry, or as far as the inspection stickers go. About 3 years ago, I noticed on my insurance that I didn't get my low mileage discount. So I called the insurance company, and they told me that when I get my sticker, the inspection station sends them the mileage on my car.
Right.
And if I'm underneath, I think it was 9,000 miles, then I get the discount. If I was over 9,000 miles, I don't get it. I didn't realize that would happen. You know, a lot of times I would get the sticker at the end of the month or the beginning of the next month, so you're adding extra miles on.
Right.
And I wasn't aware
of that. So basically what you're saying is they don't call it an insurance surcharge, but it's a mileage surcharge.
Right. Well, you lose the 5% discount for not driving over so many miles per year.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what's going to happen to all these people that have to wait 2 or 3 months to get their car inspected that will go over the actual mileage?
Right. Well, you know, Baker said normally we wouldn't be talking about a story like this, but every day there's 15 or 20,000 more people that are affected by this. And now you have a national incident in Minnesota involving the same company and the same problem. But, what about all the people as the numbers pile up? They're not going to be able to get inside. There's only so many of these inspections any service station can do in a day. And what happens when the so-called grace period runs out? I'm going to take an early slide again today. Taylor will be with you for the last hour. See you tomorrow at 3. I'm Howie Carr.